听力课堂，听 class.com。
Chanel's attitude.
Welcome to Paris. I'm Carol Walton. Vogue TV have been granted exclusive access to the private apartment of Coco Chanel.
Mes lèvres remuent fardées de mots si vagues, vagues, les passants hésitent.
I think the first thing that I noticed when I walked in was the marvellous smell, Mary Louise. Is that Chanel number 5?
Yes, of course, of course. When she came here every day, at the time she always lived at the Ritz, she crossed the Rue Cambon and the porter of the Ritz called here to the ladies downstairs at the boutique and said she is arriving. So that meant that we have to put number 5 on the staircase. These are very valuable 18th century pieces, Chinese, Carmondale screens, very valuable. And Chanel, for her real luxury, she liked camellias, she put it in her fashions, she put it in her buttons, she put it in a lot of places, this camellia.
She came from nothing, but she conquered with style.
Her style, I think probably she wanted to be comfortable. I think when you're ambitious like she was, you need freedom with your body in order to be ambitious. So that very likely defined what she would do with the fabric.
She hated the idea that women would just dress for the point of view of men. She thought that women should dress for themselves, to be free in their movement, to look at themselves in the mirror and say, I feel good about myself today, and not looking at themselves in the mirror and try to say, is my man gonna like me the way I'm dressed? Thinking of Coco Chanel, you think passion, freedom, aesthetic, and you think vision.
She was extremely creative, she was very impatient, she really was a person whose will survived above everything else, and she never wanted to be poor again. She grew up in an orphanage, so she never wanted poverty again. She would do what had to be done not to be poor.
She was such a force of nature, you know, she was such a strong personality. For her to succeed at the head of the House of Chanel, she had to knock a few heads, you know, she had to upset people, because that's the only way to get ahead in business, isn't it? You can't be the head of an empire like that.
As your friend and your business partner, I can't let you risk another collection. Now, please be reasonable.
Oh, have I never been reasonable, ever? I hate the word. I loathe it. It makes me feel dead inside.
Yes, but you'll be risking everything. The atelier, I mean, your entire work.
Well, life is risk.
I like everything about the character, even though she wasn't always an extremely nice person. But I like that in the character. It's wonderful to play because she was a big contradiction. I liked her impatience. I liked her sense of organization. I liked, of course, her art and her indomitability.
Les moyens les plus divers sont légitimes dans la profession que j'exerce. In my profession, the most diverse means are legitimate as long as they are used in the true sense of the word fashion.